I think a lot of people struggle when they lose because they're worried about what everybody else thinks. Right. And I'm like, I don't give a fuck what everybody else thinks.
What's up, everyone? This is Rob Tyson, and this is the Climb Audio Documentary Journey. It has been a minute. It has been months since I recorded something on here. Forgive me, Ari, in advance. I'm being a great dad to you. Don't worry. We have been very busy, very active. You're currently in the other room watching a movie. I told you I was going to record this real quick. I love you, baby boy. Today's topic, I'm going to be talking about several different topics, right? Dating apps, AI, in sales, to be precise. And here at the Client Journey, we don't beat around the bush. We get right to it. So let's go into dating apps. Folks, a lot of people always ask my perspective on dating apps because of my ideologies around, you know, feminism and what's happening in the dating market and why things are the way they are and why girls are waking up one day and being like, where did all the good men go? And then I'm a little hyperbolic about things and I try to make a joke about things a lot because naturally I am a comedian. But some people don't like it. So let me give my perspective on dating apps. You can take it and run with it, do whatever you want with it. But here's my perspective on it. Delete the damn dating apps in 2023. Okay. It is an artificial, delusional perspective of reality. Let me tell you why. Okay. Women, I don't have exact stats right now because this is off the dome, but from experience and also talking to women constantly about dating apps, they have like 20 to 30 different people to choose from, dudes to choose from, right? All hungry dudes. And then you got a woman on there that's a 4, right? Let's just be real. From 1 to 10, she's a 4. But then she believes she's a 9. We call them 49ers. Why does she believe she's a 9? Because she has all types of dudes. 10s, 4s, 7 on a scale from 1 to 10, physically, from a physical appearance, right? Let's just speak physically for a second, that are in her DMs that just want a girl on a slow Tuesday just to come over and have a drink and then wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. But that artificially inflates her mind to believe that she's a 9. So she goes out in society believing that she's a 9, and then she can't figure out why she can't find a guy that wants to wife her up. And it becomes this vicious cycle, dude. And the same thing for guys, dude. Okay, like guys don't have as many options as girls do on dating apps because there is a study that I did find before I got on here that was real quick. 80% of women on dating apps find, or I think it's like 80% of women find most men on dating apps unattractive. That is insane. They didn't have one for men, though, because men probably find anything with a hole in it, a girl. I mean, and it's a slow Tuesday. A dude will be like, well, I guess this will work. Well, that's not how girls work, okay? So it's a delusional perspective on reality. And so these women are going out here going after like 0.0001% of men that don't exist. They're 4s and they think that they can get these high value men, 6 figures, you know, drives a 6-cylinder, 6 feet tall, the delusion, right? Which is like a small percentage of the society in the United States. And they believe that they deserve that based off of what these dating apps have created in their minds. Oh, I got all these dudes in the DMs. They don't realize these dudes just want to flaunt or just want to fluff you up just in order to take you home for a night. Majority of them do. Well, I know somebody that got married from a dating app. Dude, that's like an exception to the rule. A lot of you get hung up on the one-offs. Well, I know 2 people. Okay, great. What about the 80, 90% of other people out there, dude? Okay. You live off a dream. Okay. That's a dream scenario. And too many of y'all are buying in to all these societal ideologies that get pushed out there. Happy wife, happy life, which is the biggest crock of shit in the world. That is not something that you should run with or use or say, men. Don't say that. That was a marketing term that was created like in the 70s and 80s for like a jewelry company. Happy wife, happy life, because they wanted to sell more jewelry, dude. That's a fact. So my opinion in 2023, if you're looking for a good man, women, go meet him in person in the wild, okay? Have a conversation with them. And the first thing you should ask him is, are you on a dating app? If they say yes, and be like, eh, next. Because that's going to, I mean, you're going to find somebody like me, even though I am available, technically, I am a bachelor, but I'm not putting myself out there. I'm just saying I'm a bachelor. But if you have a conversation with me, I'm like, yeah, I tried dating apps, terrible, terrible thing for me. I don't think it's a good place to meet good quality people. And if you say, oh my God, I agree, that's a start. I'm not saying they're going to be the catch, but that is a start. So my opinion is delete the dating apps. Try something new. Go back to the old fashioned. Hey, you know what? And let me give you another piece of advice, women. You really want a guy, you really want a guy to talk to you? Go up to a guy. Don't be afraid of rejection and just have a conversation with him. Most dudes are friendly. It's the other way around that it's not easy. When men go and try to talk to girls, they're so used to that, especially if they're an attractive girl, they take it for granted. And they're like, oh, get away from me. I don't know who you are. Ugh, get away. Oh, I hate all these guys coming up and talking to me. Yet they're wearing a dress that's basically showing the bottom of their ass. I mean, and then they're wondering why guys are staring at them. They're wondering what guys want to go talk to them at the bars. Well, you're just showing your cleavage and your ass is sticking out of your dress. And so males are males. And so they're going to want to try to get on that. Okay, so let's just be realistic here, okay? Women, try going and talking to a guy in the wild. You will be surprised, okay? If you really think he's physically attractive and then you have some other, you know, very surface level attraction to this person, go talk to him. Go try it. You're at the grocery store. Just strike up a conversation. You know, hey, what are you reaching for there? Try to reverse the roles here. You still have the upper hand, dude. Society's on your side. The judicial system's on your side. Okay, go use that leverage. Men, this is what you need to do, okay? Chase excellence and women will chase you. And what I mean by that is there's four buckets that I call the mental, physical, emotional, and financial bucket. Simultaneously, you need to fill all those buckets up before you go and put yourself out there and give yourself to somebody else. Otherwise, that person that you're giving everything to, which normally that's the way it is in society, a man has to go and please a woman in every way, shape, or form, physically, mentally, emotionally, and financially, you need to take that energy for yourself and fill those buckets up before you go and put yourself out there. So that's why, you know, Rich Cooper says, chase excellence, not women. It's true, because eventually, just like the woman is going out and talking to something, I'm giving the advice of women and going and introducing themselves to somebody in public or in the wild, right? If you have your stuff together and you're chasing excellence and a woman goes and talks to you, hey, dude, that's a thumbs up, okay? Because a woman going and talking to you, she's going to immediately show respect because there's something, some type of presence that you gave off. And women, don't get me started on that. Well, I don't need to go to approach a woman. Dude, get that entitlement, put it in the trash and burn it on fire, okay? That's a lie that you were fed for decades. Feminists created that lie, dude. Put the entitlement in the trash, okay? Just because you have more degrees than a thermometer does not mean that you are entitled for this, 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 and this. Yeah, you got to have standards, dude, but take it down a notch, okay? Because you're going to be by yourself living with 15 cats in an apartment or maybe a big old house and a badass car, but you're going to be by yourself. Because ain't no high-value man going to go and deal with that because high-value men deal with so much as it is already, okay? I hold myself to high standards as a man. I'm building my buckets up right now. Not all of them are filled up. Mental, check. Emotional, check. Physical, check. Financial, it's coming up. That's why I have the climb journey because I'm coming up on my financial bucket. That's one thing I neglected for so long. Because I didn't really understand finances. I didn't really understand business. I didn't really go put myself out there until one day I was like, you know what? I need to stop chasing the tang tang and I need to focus on business. And I found a business that I'm super passionate about. And I wasn't passionate about it at first, but I was like, I'm so passionate about being free and being my own boss that I'm going to go and do it. And that's what I'm passionate about. I'm passionate about getting the freedom to be an entrepreneur and create a profitable company. I'm on the climb journey, baby. There's a lot of guys out there like that are on the climb journey, okay? But they don't put themselves out there because they're smart, because they're chasing excellence. So might as well, as a woman, go and have a conversation with somebody that has it together physically, right, that you're attracted to, whether they're big, large, medium, small, whatever. But if you see something in them, go talk to them. Delete the dating apps in 2023. Next subject, sales. I don't care if you work for somebody. I don't care if you're an accountant. I don't care what it is you do. Sales is such a valuable characteristic to have in 2023. And I'll tell you why. Because in the future, creating your own brand, even if it's just a small little audience, is so valuable. Because artificial intelligence, which I'm going to go into here in a little bit, is going to be taking over so much stuff. And by the way, if you are not using AI right now, you better jump on in front of it as far as you can because it's about to catch up and swallow everybody whole. Let me read a quote real quick. Okay? Imagine a person who read every single book ever written, every article, every video. And meanwhile, it can recite all of that in seconds. That's ChatGPT, folks. If you're not utilizing ChatGPT right now, and I'll go into that here in a little bit, you are missing the boat. It is a huge arbitrage in the market. Going back to sales. Sales is not difficult, guys and gals. Sales is being yourself, being passionate about your product, being passionate about helping other people. That's as simple as I can get. Let me give you an example. We are a decentralized benefits firm. I came up with the motto, with the quote, with the statement, we work in the best interest of our clients and not have a commission check. Well, wait, how do you make money? You didn't listen to me. We work in the best interest of our clients. We don't work in the best interest of a commission check like most traditional brokers do. And I care about that because when we were insuring small groups that people, that these large brokers were neglecting or these traditional brokers were neglecting, I went into a restaurant one day and this guy was able to get braces and he was smiling from ear to ear, almost teary-eyed. Because he finally got to fix his teeth because he had some type of insurance to cover it, even if it was just a little bit. He wasn't able to do that before. And that hit me and that stuck with me and I will never forget it. So now I'm passionate about providing affordable healthcare options to employees, but also managing an employer and going to war and going to battle with the health insurance carriers for the employer, being passionate about what I do. But there, you won't be a successful salesperson if you don't truly believe in your product. Okay, cold calling is an asset in 2023. I don't care what anybody says. You can be a great marketer. ChatGPT is great for marketing, by the way, and creating content. But you can be a great marketer all you want, okay? Now, usually great marketers, they will get people calling them. And you can be a mediocre source salesperson. But why be mediocre in 2023, dude? Why don't you be great? Because if you're a great salesperson and that person on the other side of the phone gets that and feels that, they'll refer you and you'll double your business. Why 1x or 2x when you can 10x, baby? Grant Cardone, I love that dude. Uncle G, 10x. You got a 10x in 2023, man. So let me give you an example. I don't have anything in front of me right now. I'm sitting in my closet because it's the quietest place in my quietest spot in my house, right? This is what I want you to do. Let me give you an example. Very basic example. You're calling somebody. Ring, ring. Hello, man. Speak to Jane, please. Hi, this is Jane speaking. Hi, Jane. This is Rob Tyson, Executive Director of Worksite X. I reached out a couple years ago. I reached out last year. I've reached out a couple times. We've never been able to get a chance to sit down and talk. I'm actually busy right now. I totally understand that, Jane. It'll only take a few seconds, about 30 seconds or so. Do you mind? Is that okay? Well, what is it? What do you do? Well, we're a decentralized employee benefits firm. What that means is we're working in the best interest of our clients. Not a commission check, Jane. What that means is, you know, we're shifting the risk away from the employer and the employees. And the risk can mean out-of-pocket expenses for health insurance, right? Premiums for the employer. We're shifting the way business is done when it comes to health insurance. Last year alone, employer-sponsored healthcare plans overpaid for health insurance by 250%. That means somebody went to get a colonoscopy from your company, and then somebody with subsidized care went to go get a colonoscopy. Your employee probably paid 250% more than the person on subsidized healthcare. Well, why does that affect you? Well, that affects your employer because they charged your employee $15,000. They charged the subsidized healthcare guy or gal $4,000. That huge risk exposure of $15,000 wasn't managed properly because you didn't have somebody going to bat for you. That's what we do. All I'm asking for is 20 minutes to give you an executive briefing on what's happening in the healthcare market, why it's happening, and what you can do to jump ahead of it in 2023 and beyond. I don't know. I've been with my guy for 12 years. Fantastic. How long has that friendship lasted before the business relationship? Well, yeah, I've known him for like 2 years before that. Okay, so is the relationship based on business or is it solely based outside of business? Because in my opinion, business is business, am I right? The market's the market, the market. You can still maintain that friendship. And if that was a good friend, because this is what we do at Worksite X, if there's a better deal out there, bring it to our attention. Okay, and we can see if we can match it. If we can't match it, then hey, you know what? We weren't doing our job. So if we can be replaced, we'll easily say, yep, go do business with that person because they have a better product or service. Now, if that was a true friend of yours, they would say, you know what? Go see what's out there. But how come they weren't doing that before? You see what I'm saying? So I'm going off on a tangent here. So have a conversation. Be confident. Be quick-witted, folks. Scene, by the way. I'm not in the pitch anymore. My point of that is like be in the scene. Be in the present moment. Be quick. Understand what you're going to say. And the way you do that, obviously, is practice. You got to call people. Don't be scared. Okay. Like if you have phone cold call hesitancy, I want you to do something for me. I want you, if everything's going right in your life, think about something very grim, something that would hit you at your core, that if it hits you, nothing else in the world would matter and you would just go and do whatever. Think about a moment like that. I'm not going to be specific. I want you to use your imagination. Me, I got a lot of stuff that I've went through in my life. I have enough motivation. I have a son. So I think about my son sitting there not being able to eat food because I didn't have enough money to buy him food. So I get on that phone and that is in the back of my mind. And there's no desperation in my voice. I'm just confident. I'm here to help you, Mr. Customer, Mrs. Customer. I know my product and I know what it can do. And I have several other clients that have utilized our strategies and our unique approach and we created substantial value for them. I'd love to do it for you too. You're going to get a lot of people that say no, but there will be somebody that says yes. And because you were so passionate and so diligent and so on top of the customer service for that particular prospect, going back to my original statement, they will refer you more business. It's already happening to us because we care, folks. You got to care about what you sell. You got to care about anything and everything that you do in your life. Okay, because then you're going to show up and be a mediocre person and you're going to hate yourself. You're going to hate your life. Be passionate about waking up, folks, that you're taking a breath. There's some people in the hospital right now, not to go off on a branch too far. Some people in the hospital right now that are wishing they had one more breath. They're wishing they could have did something different. They wishing they could have did this. They could have did that. They could have did this. You ever go to a nursing home? Go to a nursing home and ask those people what they regret in their life. And they will give you a laundry list. Don't be one of those people. Have no regrets in 2023. Learn how to sell. Learn how to communicate. Next topic, ChatGPT. I just read you that quote and I'll read it again. Imagine a person who's read every single book ever written, every article, every video. And meanwhile, it can recite all of it in seconds. That's ChatGPT, Patrick Bedavid. That's the facts right there. You need to jump ahead of ChatGPT. Jump on top of it, jump underneath, whatever it may be, and utilize that thing. It can literally do anything for you. If you want to create content, be a content creator, that is a thing to do. Be creative, innovative. It is a huge arbitrage in the market right now. You need to jump on top of it. If you have a product or service, jump on top of it. ChatGPT, here's my advice to you for ChatGPT. I can go on and on and on and on and on and on and on about ChatGPT because it's like unlimited. Go to YouTube. Find the latest YouTube video on ChatGPT, how to use ChatGPT, how to create a business from ChatGPT. Use it, okay? Because it's going to leave you behind and you're going to absorb it, okay? Create a personality. Break out in 2023. Do stand-up. Shake off those cobwebs. This is the year that you change, dude, okay? This is where you reinvent yourself. This is the opportunity. AI is about to take over everything. Be unique. Create your own brand. The few people that are listening to this right now, break out in 2023. I'm with you. I'm here with you. And if you want to follow my journey, follow me at The Climb Journey on Instagram. If you have mutual friends, I will add you. If not, I'm not going to add you. Sorry. That's just the way I am, dude, because I like my group to be small, concise, personal. I want to create a little family. I don't want strangers following me, okay? I don't like strangers. I only like strangers when I'm going to prospect. Then they become clients, and then they're not strangers anymore. Well, then they could be the same concept for Instagram, Rob. Well, Instagram's more for my personal use, okay? I get a little hyperbolic on there. Take it down a notch. Okay, so anyway, that was my Climb Audio documentary journey, sales, dating apps, ChatGPT, AI. I hope this really helps you. I hope this finds you well. I love you. Take care.